It's Air Show International Radio with Rich Wyeth at Wings of Wheels 2017 at Dunsfield Park on a Saturday. And with me is Master Aircrew Tony Sutty Sutherland, 18 Squadron at RAF Odeum. He's part of the Chinook display team, just in a fantastic display once again. What's your role within the display team?
Hi, so I'm the manager for this year.
So what does that role entail?
So really, I'm the I'm kind of the logistical side for the team. I'm the guy who's supposed to facilitate it for the guys to be able to just pitch up and do the display. So I work with regards to liaising with the display directors, the airshow team, to make sure that all the logistics are in place, all the risk assessments are done, all the procedures are properly adhered to, and that from our side we understand the rules and regulations and the framework within which we're going to be able to operate things like the display area. So effectively, I'm there to free up the team so they can just concentrate on flying the aircraft.
So how many are actually in the team?
So there's myself, there's a deputy manager. There's also a supervisor who's further up in the chain, looking after that the supervisory effect. And then on the actual displaying side, we've got two pilots on each sortie. However, that's the captain, Andy, who holds a PDA. We've also got two co-pilots who rotate through the left-hand seat with him. And down the back, we've got a choice of two crewmen, of which one will accompany the team on each actual flight. Further on to that, we've also got 20 engineers, of which when we go to things like REAT, and we've actually got a footprint on the ground, we'll take six of them at a time. Places like today, where we're not actually operating from this airfield, we'll have the engineers back at Odeum, just in case there are any issues that need rectifying. And we've also got a media team as well. So pretty big team this year.
Certainly sounds it. Absolutely. Now, you mentioned you've got two display co-pilots. So we've got two.
So it's more of a bit of redundancy so that we can manage fatigue. We can also make sure we offer the experience a little bit further afield rather than just having one guy that we're concentrating on and then having that sort of single point of failure if anything does go wrong or is needed for another duty.
And the big responsibility is waving that orange hand. Who has that?
So, yeah, that's the crewman's role. So between Ash and Smash, the middle mass, the two of those will again rotate through, again, one per display. And they've got the awesome duty of waving that big orange hand to the crowd.
Now, you are in the display team, but that isn't your only role. You've still got your normal day-to-day job to do at RAF Odeum. You've got a busy work schedule. So how much practice time do you get? And certainly in the lead up to the display season.
So it's pretty busy in the sort of pre-PDA time, with the guys trying to get 20 hours of display practice before actually demonstrating the display to our authority, who will award us the Public Display Authority certificate. And then after that, we've got a currency that we need to adhere to. We will regularly fly the display practice. That can be waived if we've got quite a heavy period of displays and the guys are actually flying it for live. If not, they'll fly it fairly routinely.
What about during the season itself? How much commitment do you need?
So we've had over 20 individual events this year, most of them spanning across weekends. That started from the beginning of June. Our last display is the 1st of September with Bournemouth, so this is our penultimate display today here. So it's been a fairly heavy season, as most of those have been weekends. But yeah, it's a pretty big hit, but it's good.
I mean, as always, it's a fantastic display. It's got that iconic noise that you just love with the Chinook. Yeah, I live right underneath the flight path half the time near Odeum, and it's great to hear. You always hear it coming. Why is it so popular nowadays? It's almost up there, I would say, in the top three.
Yeah, well, I think the media has a lot to play with that, and the portrayal of what we were doing out in Afghanistan. You know, it was a fairly big public profile, and we got a lot of media attention, which thrust us right into the forefront of the public's eyes. I think the amount of time we were there in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's a pretty big workhorse. We kind of say in the commentary, you know, it's a very capable battlefield helicopter with a lot of redundancy and a lot of lift capacity. So I think for all of those reasons, really, and also the display being a fairly impacting display, it's become very popular, which is good.
Because it is a big beast to manoeuvre, isn't it? It's a big Chinook helicopter. How easy is it to move around for a display?
So, yeah, the guys have got hydraulic systems which help with the flying controls. So for Andy, it's very minimal movements, if you like, to actually manoeuvre the aircraft through those procedures it can fly. However, he's still got to compete against the forces. And whilst it's not like a Typhoon flying against several G, the fact it's a rotary aircraft and it's vibrating, it can be very fatiguing, especially when you operate for maybe an 8-hour day out in hot and heavy climates. It's a bit of a beast, but yeah, it's capable.
And how do you decide on what's going to go into the display?
So It's kind of an evolution. The display that we fly today was born out of the original display several years ago. We had the display in the 90s, then it stopped for a while whilst we were on heavily committed operations, and then maybe the last 10 years or so we clawed it back. And one of the guys who originally designed the display in the 90s helped establish a display, the embryonic side of the display that we see today, and then year by year it's evolved very slightly, and now it's kind of a fairly refined process. So the manoeuvres are an evolution of the originals, shall I say.
Now, it's a Mark IV aircraft that you're flying nowadays. Just give us a few little statistics about it.
Yes, so it's a very capable aircraft. Effectively, the Mark IV has new avionics in the aircraft, which mostly are to do with a glass cockpit, where the guy's got multifunction displays on the left and right side of the cockpit. And the crewman down the back has now also got a moving map display, as well as a GPS system. So it's a much more evolved role for the crew, and it changed the way we operate quite significantly. With regards to practicalities, the aircraft itself can lift 24,500 kgs, of which we normally have an operating weight of the aircraft about 13 tons, maybe 12 and a half tons, depending on the role. So it can indeed lift another Chinook underslung. On top of that, we normally carry 3,000 kgs of fuel, which is enough for about 2.5 hours endurance flight. So it's a fairly good beast.
And how many seasons do you actually have on the team? Is it one, two seasons?
So we normally do one season at a time. So I'll rotate, and next year you'll have a different display manager to interview. And the display captain will possibly be one of the co-pilots. He might be somebody completely different, we'll see. But yeah, it's normally a season at a time.
And have you enjoyed it?
It's been immense. It's been really good. It's great to engage with the public and see a completely different aspect of aviation enthusiasm, if you like. So we get quite geeky in the military, if you like, but it's also nice to actually touch base with the reality and the people outside. So
and it's nice to come to air shows like this, seeing the Apache doing its display as well in the background.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of good terms with the Apache. Obviously, we did a lot of work with them out in Afghanistan, and a lot of missions that we executed were with the Apache. And now with things like the Typhoon as well, so it's the whole world that we're in now is quite a joint force mentality, and so seeing the capabilities of all the different sort of aircraft that we have operated with or could operate with in the future is a great thing to do.